大家早上好，我的名字是王光伟。我们在仁爱堂的时候有四个翻译啊，来帮助 Mike。他们在新冠的期间都非常努力的工作。啊，我是那个经常都在干活的人，那有时候是一周会要有两次。我们就学会了彼此合作。
Thankful to have her today. She's an excellent translator.
非常感谢我们今天可以再次合作，希望我可以做好。
Now there's an old story about a father who wanted to teach his son how to live correctly.
有一个很老的故事是讲到这个父亲想要帮助儿子过一种正确的生活。
And so there was a post at the bottom of the garden.
在花园的尽头有一根柱子。
And the father told the son, he said, when you do anything wrong, he said, take the hammer and hammer a nail into the post.
父亲告诉儿子说，当你做错一件事的时候，你拿一个钉子把它钉在后面的那个柱子上。
He said, whenever you do anything good, take the hammer and pull the nail out.
当你做对一件事情的时候，你就去拿着这个锤子把上面那个钉子拔出来。
Well, the son had great fun driving in the nails when he did bad.
儿子呢，在做错事的时候就觉得把那个钉子钉到柱子里是很满足。
But he was sad when he did good.
但是当他做好事的时候，他就有点难受。
Because he could pull the nails out, but he couldn't pull out the nail holes.
因为他虽然可以把那钉子拔出来，却没有办法消除钉子留下的痕迹。
And so it is with the record of our lives.
对于我们生活里面的各种事迹也是一样。
When we do wrong,
当我们做错事的时候，
we may repent.
我们可以悔改。
We may change.
我们改变。
We may improve.
我们可以进步。
But we can't wipe away the consequences of our bad decisions.
但我们却不能把我们因着错误决定导致的一切后果所抹除。
And you know, we all make good decisions and we all make bad decisions.
我们都或好或坏地做出一些决定。
And think about that.
你可以想一下。
We've got a whole world of 7 billion people.
我们整个世界差不多有70多亿的人。
And they're all making good decisions and they're all making bad decisions.
大家都在做或好或坏的决定。
This life is a jumble of good and evil.
于是我们这个世界就会充满了巨大的恶或者巨大的善。
Kind of reminds me of the Garden of Eden.
这好像就提醒了我关于伊甸园。
Remember the name of the tree in the middle of the garden.
你记得在那园子中间树的名字吗？
Well, good and evil has been with us in this world ever since.
善恶就从此在我们世界上存在着。
We all experience it.
我们都可以体会到。
And we all take part in it.
我们也都参与。
There's good and bad all the time.
善和恶总是时时存在。
Every day.
每一天。
It never ends.
永不结束。
So the question for us is, how does God make sense of it all?
那我们的问题就是说，神是怎么来想这件事的呢？
How does he control it?
他怎么来掌控？
And this is important for us to ask that question because this world is so chaotic.
对于我们来说，问这个问题非常的重要，因为这个世界充满了混乱。
You know, we look at the good in the world that God blesses us with and we think how wonderful life is.
当我们看到世上所有良善的事情，我们就想到神是怎样的来祝福到这个世界。
But then we look at the bad in the world that we tend to bring upon ourselves and we think how rotten life is.
然而我们看到这世上的一些错谬的时候，我们就会把这个很放在我们身上来想，这个世界是出什么错了。
And to be honest, I tend to take a gloomy view of life. I can look at life on the bad side.
老实说，我经常看到的就是这个世界灰暗的一面，我经常都有这样的倾向。
I tend to see the bad more than the good.
我的倾向就是看到坏的地方要多过于好的。
My wife, she rebukes me when I do this.
当我这样做的时候，我太太就会来指责我。
She tells me not to be so gloomy and so negative.
她说不要那么负面，不要那么灰暗。
But as Christians, what we should do?
但是作为基督徒，我们应该怎么样？
We should look at both the good and the evil and see that God is present in the whole situation.
我们应该看到事物的善，也看到恶。而从中看到神在诸事当中都有他的存在。
The Bible tells us that God is working all things out together for good.
圣经上告诉我们说神让万事互相效力让我们可以得益处
and he does that with the good and with the bad
他是在这样过程当中使用好事也使用坏事
conforming these things to his will
而把这些事情可以造成这样的一个形式为着神的意愿
now as we realize this
当我们意识到这一点
it will stop us becoming dreamy optimists
这会让我们不再成为一个经常在做梦的一个乐观主义者
and also becoming despairing cynics
而或者是成为一个绝望的愤世嫉俗者
rather we will be a people of faith
而我们成为一个有信心的人
knowing that whatever happens in this world
知道在这世上所发生的事情
God is in control
神都在掌控
and one day he will make all things well
有一天他会让一切事都成其美好
So today, to help us not be overly optimistic or hopelessly cynical
所以今天的信息就是让大家不要过分乐观而也不至于过分的愤世嫉俗
I want to talk about the way that God controls things when we make good decisions or perhaps uncertain decisions
我想要跟大家讲的就是神怎么样的在我们的好的决定或者是不确定的决定里面来掌权
And also when we make bad decisions
同样也当我们在做出坏的决定的时候神同样掌权
And we have two examples in our text
在我们的经文当中有两个例子
We have the bad decisions made by Judas
我们有犹大所做出的一个坏决定
And then we have the good decisions made by Matthias
而我们也
or about Matthias, sorry
而我们也有一个关于马提亚所做的一个好的决定
And we're going to see how God uses both of these
我们可以看到神怎么样来用到这两个不同的决定。
So let's pray together as we begin.
在我们开始前，我们先祷告。
Our gracious God and Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的神，天上的父。
Lord, we live in a world of good and evil.
主啊，我们住在这样一个善恶并存的世界。
We're all part of it and we can't opt out of it.
我们都参与其中，没法逃避。
Sometimes our decisions are good.
有时候我们做好的决定。
Sometimes they're bad.
而有时候决定也很错。
Help us to strive always to make good decisions for your glory.
主啊，求你帮助我们，可以总是做那些荣耀你名的决定。
And may we strive even harder not to make bad decisions.
而也让我们更加的努力，不去做坏决定。
But Lord, when we do make bad decisions,
然而主啊，当我们真的做了坏的决定的时候
，We pray that you will please overrule them for good.
求你在其中掌权作王，让他可以成为好事。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. All right then. So first, I want to talk about bad decisions.
首先，我想要讲一下坏的决定。
And we see in our text here that whatever our decisions are, whether they are good or whether they are bad, that the scripture must always be fulfilled.
我们可以首先看到的就是无论我们做怎样的决定或好或坏圣经总是可以得到成全的
Now, this is verses 15 and 16.
这是在15、16节
In those days Peter stood up among the brothers the company of persons was about 120 and said brothers the scripture had to be fulfilled you see that had to be fulfilled which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of DavidConcerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus.
那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来，说：“弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言，领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。你们看到没有？这里说这话是必须应验的。”
So we see here that the Holy Spirit spoke by the mouth of David.
在这里看到圣灵借大卫的口讲话。
And that's something we need to realize about the Bible.
这是我们对于圣经需要意识到的一点。
The scriptures are God's written communication to us.
圣经是神所跟我们交流所记载下来的。
They're not just the words of men.
这不是人的话。
And because God, because the future is recorded in the scripture, this is how we know that they come from God because they foretell the future.
正是因为将来已经被圣经所记载下来，这样我们就知道圣经是神的话，因为它预言了将来会发生的事。
You see, in the Old Testament scriptures, it was foretold by the Holy Spirit through the voice of men that Judas would betray the Messiah, or rather that the friend of Jesus would betray the Messiah.
在旧约的经文当中，圣灵借着人的口已经把将来会发生的事情记载下来，那就是说耶稣的一个朋友会背叛弥赛亚。
And so we can go back and we can check those prophecies, those predictions, and we can see that they are exactly fulfilled in the future, right here.
所以当我们回到圣经去查验当时这些先知们所做的预言的话，我们就可以看到这些预言在之后的的确确是被成就了。
So it's these prophecies that tell us that the Bible is from God.
这些先知们在告诉我们圣经是从上帝而来的。
Because only God can foretell the future.
因为只有上帝可以预言未来。
Now the question that comes to our mind then is, well, if God predicted that Judas would betray the Messiah,
那我们心里面的问题就是，如果圣经已经预言了犹大要背叛耶稣，
Does this mean that Judas had no choice?
那这不是不是意味着说犹大在此别无选择呢？
Well, clearly, as we read the accounts in the Gospels, we find out that Judas chose to do exactly what he did.
那很清楚的，如果我们去看到福音书的记载，我们就会看到犹大他选择做他做的事情。
In fact, we find that Jesus warned him not to do it, but he went ahead and did it anyway.
而事实上，我们可以看到耶稣实际上已经警告过他，但是他执意的去做了。
Now, if somebody warns us not to do something and we go ahead and do it anyway,
如果有人警告我们不要做一件事情，而我们执意去做，
we can't blame the person who warned us not to do it.
那我们就不能去责备那一个警告我们不要做的人。
So what I'm saying here is that Judas made his own choice against the will of God.
所以我在这里要说的就是，犹大他做出了自己的决定，违背了神的心意。
Now it's the same with our choices.
对于我们自己的决定也是一样。
God has given us his law.
神把他的律法给我们。
And he doesn't want us to make sinful decisions.
他并不想我们做出罪恶的决定。
And if we do make sinful decisions, we do it in defiance to God.
如果我们的确是做了罪恶的决定的话，那我们做的时候就已经违背了神。
Now God, knowing that people will do wrong,
神知道我们会做错事。
Rather than destroying us all and stopping evil happening,
他没有说毁灭我们来阻止邪恶的发生。
He accepts the reality of human evil.
他接受了人类邪恶的这个现实。
And he works with it and he works around it.
在其中工作，来为他工作。
So let me give you an example of a decision that I made.
给你一个我做决定的例子。
So when I was 15, I joined the Royal Navy.
我15岁的时候参加了皇家海军。
Now that wasn't an evil decision, but it was a bad decision.
这个不是一个邪恶的决定，这是一个坏决定。
Because I hated the Navy and I was very unhappy there.
因为我讨厌海军，我在那里一点都不开心。
But God didn't force me to join the Navy.
但是上帝并没有强迫我去加入海军。
I made that choice myself.
我自己做了那个决定。
And in fact, now that I think back on it, God used my dad to warn me not to join.
而现在如果我回顾的话，我会发现神当时用了我的父亲来阻止我试图加入海军。
But I was like Judas, I wouldn't listen, and I joined up anyway.
但我就像犹大一样的，根本就不听，于是我还是加入了。
But here's the good news.
但是好消息是这样。
God used that bad decision to reach me for Christ.
神用了我做的这个错坏的决定来触碰到我，让我可以认识。
It was when I was in the Navy that I heard the gospel in all of its freeness for the first time.
正是我在海军的时候，我第一次听到了福音可以给我带来的那样的自由。
And I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
我接受了主耶稣基督成为我的救主。
And it's also because of the Navy that I made contacts here in Canada, and that's why I'm here today.
同样也正是因为海军的关系，我和加拿大有了一些联系，这就是为什么我今天站在这里。
So the worst thing in my life actually became the best thing in my life.
所以我生命当中一个最坏的事情居然就变成了一个最好的事。
I lost 5 years of my life because of a bad decision.
因着这样一个坏的决定，我失去了我生命当中的5年。
But God made it so that I could gain eternity.
然而神却让我这失去的五年为我赢得了永生。
So looking back on it, I thank God for that bad decision.
所以回顾过去，我感谢神让我做了这样一个坏决定。
Because God intervened for me and brought good out of it for me.
因为神为我的缘故干预了我的生活，而让我能够从中得益处。
So many of you have had the same approach with coming to Canada.
我想你们当中很多人都有同样的经历，就是好比说来到加拿大。
You decided to come to Canada.
你决定来到加拿大。
And maybe when you first arrived, you probably didn't like it.
可能你刚刚登陆的时候，你并不喜欢。
But then somehow the Lord used that bad decision to save you, and here you are today.
然而不管怎样，神用你做的一个不好的决定来拯救了你，让你今天这样。
Now let me give you another example in the Bible, and that would be the thief on the cross.
让我给你圣经里面所记载的另外一个人来做例子，那就是在十字架上的强盗。
Now this man made a series of bad decisions.
这个人做了一个很严重的，一些很严重的错误的决定。
And he was sorry for them when they nailed him to the cross.
当人们把他钉在十字架上的时候，他很难受。
But amazingly and thankfully, the Lord was able to find him in the midst of those bad decisions, and he's now in paradise with the Lord.
然而，奇妙的是，感谢主的是，神在他的这一切的痛苦当中、错误的决定当中找到了他，而现在他与神同在乐园。
Another example, think of Joseph.
另外一个例子就是想一下约瑟。
The brothers of Joseph made awful and evil decisions against Joseph.
约瑟的弟兄们做了可怕的、邪恶的决定来抵抗约瑟。
And Joseph suffered terribly because of it.
而因为这些决定，约瑟遭受了很多。
But God used those decisions and those events and the sufferings of Joseph to save the whole nation of Israel.
然而神用了约瑟所经历的一切，他遭受的各样的痛苦，这些经历最后拯救了以色列整个民族。
And as a consequence of that, the Messiah was born.
而这个的结果就是弥赛亚从其中而出。
And so we've all been saved.
我们现在我们得救了。
Now, you may have made wrong decisions in your life.
好，那你可能在你的生命当中也做出过错误的决定。
You may have even made evil decisions in your life.
你甚至于在你的生命当中有做过邪恶的决定。
But don't think all is lost.
但是不要想这就没解药了。
God can overcome evil with good.
神可以用善来征服恶。
And in fact, that's what the Bible tells us to do as Christians.
事实上，这就是圣经对于我们这些基督徒所告诫的。
It tells us we are to overcome evil with good.
它告诉我们，我们要用善来征服恶。
Not just evil that's been committed against us, but also evil that we may commit.
不单单是那些那些来敌对我们的恶，而且也包括我们所行的恶。
You know, we often hear, don't we, of people who do great evil.
我们经常都听到有的人真的是做非常大的恶事。
The Apostle Paul would be an example of that.
保罗实际上就是其中的一个例子。
But then the Lord saves them.
然而主救了他们。
And they become a force for good in the world.
而他们就成为了这世界上良善的力量。
Now this is the way to overcome a wrong choice or a bad choice that you might make.
这就是一个克服你做出的错误或者邪恶的决定的一个方法。
You shouldn't just regret it, although for sure we should regret it.
你不单应该是只是来对此表示遗憾，当然你应该遗憾。
But we should be asking God to give us the strength to turn it for good.
我们应该求神来给我们力量，把它改变成为好事。
And again, thinking of that story of the thief on the cross.
再次你再想一下十字架上的那个强盗。
He made his evil decisions and he suffered for it.
他做了邪恶的决定，他为此受苦。
But his repentance and turning to Jesus has brought so much good into the world.
然而他的悔改，他转向耶稣，在这世上却带来了多好的善事。
Every time we hear it, don't we? Every time we read it, it fills us all with hope.
每一次我们听到，每一次我们想起，都让我们的心里面充满了盼望，是不是？
Because we think, you know, if God can save a man who messed up his life so badly as that, then he can save me too.
因为我们想，神如果可以救一个让他生命变得如此一团糟的人，神也可以救我。
Now here we see Judas evilly choosing to betray the Lord.
在这里我们看到犹大他选择了背叛主。
But the Lord wasn't overcome by that evil choice.
然而主并没有被他的这个邪恶的决定，被他这个选择所征服。
Rather, he overcomes evil for good.
而是 他征服了邪恶，为着良善的缘故。
Now be careful here, okay?
但这里你要小心。
I don't want any misunderstanding, all right?
我不想你们误解我。
I'm not saying that we can deliberately make bad decisions and expect God to overrule them for good.
我并没有说你可以故意的做出一些不好的决定来，就指望着神会让这些事都变好。
We can't assume that God is going to have mercy upon us.
我们不能假设神就一定在我们身上会施予怜悯。
This would be an abuse of grace.
这就是对于神的恩典的一种滥用。
You see, bad decisions normally lead to destruction in this life, and they can lead to destruction in the next life.
因为你看到错误不好的这些坏的决定经常所导致的就是毁灭，不单单是对今生而言，对于我们的永生也是一样。
So let's read verses 17 to 20.
所以让我们一起来读一下17到20节。
For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language Al-Kadamah, that is, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, may his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.
他本来列在我们数中，并且在使徒的职任上得了一份。这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子仆倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子都流出来。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事，所以按着他们那里的话，给那块田起了名叫亚勒大马，就是血田的意思。因为诗篇上写着说，愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住，又说愿别人得他的职分。
So we see here that Judas suffered the consequences of his bad decisions.
所以我们在这里看到犹大他遭受了他自己做的可怕的决定的后果。
Now, I didn't suffer the consequence of my bad decision.
我没有遭受我自己坏决定所带来的后果。
So why not?
为什么没有呢？
Well, because God interposed in my life and in the life on the thief of the cross.
那就是因为神他干预到我的生活，也包括干预到了十字架上的那个强盗的生活。
And he intervened with grace and mercy.
而他在其中植入了他的恩典和怜悯。
But he didn't have to do that.
然而这并不是他必须要做的事。
You see, Judas had been with the Lord Jesus Christ in person for 3 years.
你看，犹大他亲自的跟耶稣在一起三年之久。
So Judas had been surrounded by the grace of the Lord.
当时犹大他周围被神的恩典所围绕。
But it did him no good at all.
然而对他却没有好处。
Why not?
为什么没有呢？
Well, because he rejected it, choosing to go his own way.
因为他拒绝了神这样的恩典，却偏行己路。
And again, remember the other thief on the cross.
再次你看一下另外一个在十字架上的强盗。
He was as evil as his friend.
他和他朋友一样的作恶。
So what was the difference between the two?
他们两个当中有什么样的区别呢？
Both were close to the Lord and close to his grace.
两个人都靠近主，在他的恩典旁边。
Well, one repented and trusted in Christ, but the other didn't.
然而其中一个悔改了，并且他接受了神的恩典，而另外一个没有。
So what I'm saying here is that grace and mercy are all around us.
所以我在这里要说的就是恩典和怜悯就在我们身边。
Every time the sun rises, this is a sign of God's grace towards us.
每一天太阳升起，这就是神给我们的恩典的一个记号。
I'm so happy to see the rain this week.
这个星期我很开心看到有下雨。
That's another sign of God's grace to us.
这同样也是神的恩典给我们的另外一个记号。
Now, if I enjoy the sun, but then reject the one who made it shine on me,
如果我很享受阳光，而却不去来感激那一个让阳光可以照在我身上的人。
My rejection won't slow down the movements of the sun by a second.
我的这样的拒绝不会让这阳光少掉一分。
Because God is going to fulfill His will for us, no matter what decisions we all might make.
因为不管我们做出了怎样的决定， 不会影响到神来实现他自己的心意。
And what I'm saying is that if I choose to do wrong,
我要说的就是，当我选择做错事，
and I suffer the consequences of that wrong,
我遭受这个错事所带来的后果，
then I can't complain to God and say, oh God, you didn't bring good out of this situation.
我不能去责备神说，神啊，为什么你没有让我这样的局面变成好事呢？
Judas chose to do evil and he perished.
犹大选择作恶，他毁灭了。
So we can't presume that God will save us when we do wrong, and why should He?
我们不能够假设，当我们做错事的时候，神一定就要让这坏事变好事。他为什么要这样做呢？
But since we've already made bad and wrong, maybe even evil decisions,
然而，因为我们或者已经做了不管是错的、坏的，甚至是邪恶的决定。
Like the thief on the cross,
那就像十字架上的那个强盗。
And unlike Judas,
不要像犹大。
We can call upon the name of the Lord for mercy.
我们就可以呼求神的名，求他给怜悯。
And we find in the scriptures that he's invited us all to do that without exception.
我们在圣经上可以看到，他邀请我们每一个人都来做这样的事情，没有任何例外。
He doesn't say, "Oh, only the people who make good decisions. They're the only people who can call upon my name."
他并没有说只有那些做好决定的人才可以来呼求我的名。
No, he doesn't stipulate the kind of sinner who can call upon him for mercy.
他没有说特别的指出哪一类型的罪人才可以向他呼求怜悯。
His mercy is available to all.
他的怜悯向众人敞开。
So we can't blame God if our evil choices destroy us or if they destroy others.
所以我们不能来责备神说我们所做的错误的决定毁灭了我们或者是毁坏了别人。
But we can thank him if he overrules those bad choices and brings good into our lives.
然而我们却可以为着他在我们这些坏决定里面最终掌权来在其中带出了好处来感谢神。
But again, Judas here teaches us that presuming upon God's grace is a very dangerous thing to do.
所以再一次犹大这里告诉我们说我们去假设神会怎样来施怜悯这个对于我们来说是一件很危险的事。
So secondly, let's think about our good or uncertain decisions.
第二点我们来想一下我们做的那些好的或者是不确定的决定。
And I think before making any good or uncertain decision, we should pray first.
我想在我们做任何的好的或者不确定的决定之前我们应该先祷告。
This is verses 21 to 25.
这是在21到25节。
So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas,who was also called Justus, and Matthias, and they prayed and said, You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside. Notice that he turned aside to go to his own place.
21-25节所以主耶稣在我们中间出入的时候就是从约翰施洗起直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们做耶稣复活的见证于是选了两个人就是那叫做巴萨巴又称呼犹士都的约瑟和马提亚众人就祷告说主啊你知道万人的心求你从这两个人中指明你所拣选的是谁叫他得这使徒的名位分这位份犹大已经丢弃往自己的地方去了。
Okay, so the disciples prayed before choosing a replacement for Judas.
在他们选择人来代替犹大的位份之前使徒们先祷告。
If you go back and check the Gospels, you'll find that Jesus did exactly the same before he chose his apostles.
你如果看福音书的话你会发现基督在他耶稣在他选择门徒的时候做了同样的事。
Now, how much more should we pray before we make any of our decisions?
那在我们做任何决定之前我们更应该多的来祷告。
You know, in prayer, this is an opportunity for us to seek the Lord's input in our lives.
当我们在祷告的时候这是我们的一个机会可以来寻求神在我们生命里面的 一些信息。
And so here we see that the disciples set as an example to follow.
在这里，使徒为我们设立了一个跟随的榜样。
They must choose between two good men.
他们要在两个好人当中来选择。
And I emphasize that because they're not choosing between two bad men.
我强调两个好人，就是说他们并没有说是要在两个坏人当中来选。
When we pray, we can only pray about good choices, not bad choices.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要为着我们这些好的选择来祷告，而不是坏的选择。
Now in this way, God will help us make decisions correctly by granting us His wisdom.
这样的话，神他会赐下他的智慧来帮助我们做出正确的选择。
We know that God has promised to give wisdom to anyone who asks.
我们知道神他应许说会把他的智慧给每一个来呼求的人。
So let's pray and ask God for wisdom.
就让我们祷告求神给我们智慧。
And say, Lord, which career should I take?
说主啊，我应该从事哪一个行业？
Which person should I marry?
我应该和哪一个人结婚？
Which church should I join?
我应该参加哪一个教会？
How many children should I have?
我应该有几个孩子？
Which service should I do in the church?
我在教会应该做哪一方面的服事？
Which pastor should I choose?
哪一个牧师我应该选择？
We need to get into the habit of asking God to guide our decisions before we make them.
我们应该在我们有一个这样的一个习惯，就是在我们做出决定之前一定要先祷告。
And you'll find that when you pray first, it will likely stop you making many bad decisions.
你会发现，如果你是在做决定之前先祷告的话，就会阻止你做出很多错误的决定。
So it's really hard to pray and ask God, "Oh God, please help me rob this bank successfully."
但是对你来说是非常难的一个祷告，就是说主啊，求你帮助我去成功的抢劫银行。
Or it's hard to pray and ask God, "Please God, help me commit adultery." Imagine that.
那你想象一下更难的一个祷告，就是主啊，求你帮助我可以产生一个婚外情。
It's even hard to pray and ask God, "Oh God, let me stay in bed this Sunday morning rather than go to church." It's hard to pray about those things.
那另外一个很艰难的祷告就是主啊，求你让我这个周日可以睡个懒觉，不要去教会了。
Because we know they're completely against the will of God.
这个祷告非常难做，因为我们知道这样的祷告完全和神的心意相悖。
So when we pray, it will help us to make better and wiser choices about the way that we live our lives.
所以当我们祷告的时候，就会帮助我们对于我们的生活可以有一个更好的方式来进行。
Because when we're in prayer, we can consider if a choice is good or bad from God's perspective.
因为在我们祷告的时候，我们就会去考虑我们的这个祷告，这个请求是不是符合神的心意。
And if we pray for something and our conscience feels good about it,
如果我们在祷告的时候，我们的良知是对其中有好的感觉。
And there's a good chance that it will be a right decision.
那有很多机会就会是一个正确的决定。
But even then, be careful.
但是哪怕这样，你还是要小心。
Because feelings are not always a good guide for us.
因为感觉对于我们来说，经常不是一个很好的指引。
Rather, we need to pray considering our decisions in the light of the law of God.
而我们是经常需要祷告，求神律法的光可以照亮我们。
And also in light of the law of love.
而也要求神的爱之光可以光照我们。
Also between two good decisions, either is acceptable.
那同样两个好的决定哪一个都可以接受。
I already mentioned that we should always only be choosing between two good decisions.
那我刚才已经讲到过，我们应该是在好的决定当中来做选择。
So for example, should we marry or should we stay single?
比如说我们是应该结婚呢还是应该单身。
Now in the Bible, it's right to marry, but it's also right not to marry.
圣经说结婚也好不结婚也行。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么做呢？
Well, again, we evaluate ourselves.
那再一次，我们评估一下自己。
Do we have the patience necessary to be married?
我们有没有婚姻所需要的那样的忍耐？
Will we give it all of our time and effort?
我们会不会投入我们所有的时间和精力？
Can we be selfless and loving?
我们能不能无私，能不能有爱？
And so on and so forth.
同样很多这样的事情。
Now apply that to say you want to go to university.
那比如说你要去上大学也是一样。
Well, do you like to study?
你喜不喜欢学习？
Do you do your homework?
你会不会做家庭作业？
Which subjects are you good at?
你的哪一科比较强？
So on and so forth, it's a good decision.
等等等等，这些都是很好的决定。
So just because a decision is, but think about this, just because a decision is right, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take it.
要很清楚的知道，不是说只要这个决定是好的，你就一定要去接受。
So always pray for the Lord's wisdom and follow that path.
所以你总是应该求神的心意来跟随神的指引的路。
Now here we see that the disciples give us an example of how to choose between two good options.
所以在这里我们可以看到门徒给我们一个榜样，就是让我们看到怎么样在两个好的决定当中来做选择。
And the first thing they do, they chose people that they knew.
首先他们是选择了他们认识的人。
Both of these men have been with the disciples since the beginning, since the baptism of John.
两个人都是从使徒约翰起就是跟门徒在一起的了。
Now this is a great principle when we're choosing a wife or a husband.
这是在我们选择妻子或丈夫的时候一个很好的原则。
When we're choosing a boss or an employee.
或者说我们选择一个老板或者雇员。
When we're choosing a pastor.
选择牧师。
Even when we're choosing an Uber driver.
哪怕是我们选择一个出租车司机也是一样。
And I mention that because I don't know whether you saw it a couple of months back.There was a video, it was kind of a street video.
我之所以这样讲是因为在几个月前我看到有一个就是街拍。
And a young woman had been murdered because she called her Uber driver.
一个年轻的女士她被谋杀了，起因就是她叫了一个出租车。
And the video shows this young lady, it's about 11 o'clock at night.
这个街拍就表看到这个女士啊，大概是在11点，晚上11点。
And she's standing beside the road.
他站在路边。
And a car pulls up.
车向他开进来。
She opens the back door and she jumps in.
他把后门一开然后就坐进去。
The car drives off and she was never seen again alive.
车开走了，从此以后他再也没有活着被看见过。
It wasn't her Uber driver.
这个根本就不是他找的那个 Uber 司机。
It was a total stranger who took advantage of the situation.
这是一个利用当时的情况的一个陌生人。
She should have checked first.
他应该先检查一下。
And just so we're making decisions about anything,
同样的，当我们在做任何的决定的时候，
we should do our best after prayer,
我们应该在祷告以后呢，就努力，
to make sure the person is who we think he is.
确定那个我们看到那个人真的是我们认为的那个人。
And this is what the disciples did here.
这就是使徒们在这里做的。
Now secondly, they wanted to choose someone who had been with Jesus.
第二点，他们想选择的人就是与耶稣在一起过的人。
And that's a great qualification if you're choosing a wife or a husband or a pastor or a friend.
当你选择妻子、丈夫、牧师或者是朋友的时候，这是一个很好的一个指标。
It's good if we can know if they have a real faith in the Lord Jesus.
因为非常重要就是我们知道他们是不是有真实的信心在耶稣基督里。
And how do we know that?
我们怎么样可以知道呢？
Again, here, they went back to the baptism of John. So perhaps that's a good principle. Is the person baptized?
那同样他们在这里回到了那个施洗约翰这里。那首先就是说这个人是不是受洗了就是一个很好的指标。
Now that's not infallible.
这个不是说只是一个概念。
But it does suggest that the person has some seriousness about his relationship to Jesus Christ.
这并不是说一定铁定的就是这样就好啊，但是这至少是一个很好的记号，他在主里面的信心是不是真实。
Other questions, does he attend church?
那另外一个问题你可以问的是他是不是参加教会。
Does he talk freely about the Lord?
他是不是可以自如的来谈论耶稣。
Does he pray?
他有没有祷告。
What's his character like?
他的性格如何。
Does he take steps to grow in his faith?
他有没有为着在基督里成长，在信心上成长，做出一些努力。
Does he serve in any way in the church?
他有没有在教会做任何方面的服事？
Is he able to control his passions?
他是不是可以控制自己的情绪？
All these things will indicate whether if he or she has been with Jesus.
所有的这些事情都可以作为他是不是与耶稣有联系的一个表征。
And then thirdly, we can look for certain qualities when making a decision.
第三点，当我们在做决定的时候，可以来寻找一些特定的一些资格。
So here the disciples wanted someone who had seen the resurrected Jesus, right?
在这里，门徒们他们想要找的人是看到过耶稣基督复活的。
Now we can't choose people with that qualification.
那我们现在没有办法选择人具有这样的资格。
But we can choose people who have a solid faith in Jesus Christ, especially in his resurrection.
但是我们可以选择的人就是在主耶稣 基督上有坚强的信心的，特别是对于他的复活有着确定的信心的。
If a person is uncertain about Jesus' resurrection,
如果一个人他不是很确定耶稣基督的复活，
and it's likely he'll be uncertain about everything else in the Bible.
那很可能他对圣经的余下的部分也不是很确定。
Also, we should look for the beautiful fruit of the Spirit.
同样，我们也应该可以来寻求圣灵的这些美丽的果子。
Love, joy, and peace.
仁爱、和平、喜乐。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
忍耐、耐心、良善。
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
信心、温柔和自制。
When we find these growing in a person, then it will be safer to choose them.
当我们发现这些果子在一个人的身上有成长的话，那就是一个很安全可以选择的人。
But supposing we're not choosing a person, supposing we're choosing something else.
那如果说我们选的不是一个人，而是一些其他东西。
We should still consider qualities.
我们还是要来看这些质量。
So if you're choosing a car, now that's a good decision, right? To choose a car is good.
如果你选一辆车，这是一个好的决定，对吧？你选个车嘛。
But do we really need to choose a Corvette convertible?
那你是不是需要去选一个科尔维特的一个超级跑车呢？
Even an ordinary decision like that, ask the Lord, why am I choosing this thing?
哪怕是这样一个普通的决定，你还是应该去求问主，说我为什么做出这样的选择？
What am I going to do with it?
我拿着它可以干嘛？
How can I use it for the Lord?
我怎么可以来让他被神所用。
It's the same when choosing a house or a church.
同样的，你买房子或者选教会也是一样。
Even a TV, ask how can I use this for the Lord?
哪怕是一个电视，你都可以问我怎么样可以把它用被神所用。
And lastly, they sought the Lord's will. This is verse 26.
最后，他们寻求神的旨意，这是在第26节。
And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
于是众人为他们摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和十一个使徒同列。
So, let me just say a word about casting lots here.
对于摇签啊，在这里有一句话。
These two men were equally qualified.
这两个人具有同样的资格。
It seems plain that some of the disciples wanted one of the men, and the other disciples wanted the other of the men, and they had a bit of a deadlock.
那所以有一些使徒觉得这个好，然后另外一些使徒觉得那个好，那在这个时候就有一个僵持。
But they all wanted the man that the Lord wanted.
但是呢，使徒们都想要一个符合神心意的人。
But they knew that the Lord wasn't going to shout from heaven and say, I want Matthias.
但是他们也知道主不会从天上向他们呼喊说我想要马提亚。
So how could they determine which man the Lord wanted?
他们怎么来决定哪一个人是神所想要的呢？
This is where it gets a little bit strange for us.
这个对我们来说可能就到了一个有点奇怪的地方。
You see, those men knew that nothing happens in this world that's not under God's control.
因为这些人他们知道在这世上发生的一切事情都在神的掌控之中。
So they cast lots in order to determine which one the Lord wanted to choose.
所以他们就摇签来看哪一个是神所想要的。
Now Aaron did this with the sacrificial goats.
亚伦在牺牲羔羊的时候也做了同样的事。
So here he has two goats.
他有两只羊。
And one is to be sacrificed to the Lord, the other is to be let go into the wilderness.
有一只要献祭给神，而另外一只要放到旷野。
So the question that confused Aaron was which one did the Lord want? A goat is a goat, right?
亚伦在这里觉得有点想不通的就是那神要哪一只呢？羊就是羊嘛。
Well, Aaron cast lots for them.
亚伦就掷签了。
And the one that the lot fell on was the Lord's will.
而那个签落在哪个羊上，哪个就是神所要。
This is how the Jews used to determine difficult decisions.
这是通常是犹太人用来做一些困难的决定的时候的方法。
Apparently they used stones. They would put the issue onto a little stone and then put it in a bag and then they would draw out to see which one the Lord wanted.
他们通常就是在那个石头上写上这些事情啊，然后呢放到一个袋子里，然后就看。拿出哪个石头来，那哪一个就是神所要他们做的。
So in this case, two stones would be put up on represent the two men. They would draw one out, and lo and behold, it was Matthias.
那在这个情形下，就是两个人的名字写在石头上，然后他们拿出一个来，写的是马提亚。
Now since men were both equally qualified, this is a reasonable way to do it.
因为这两个人都具有同样的资格，所以这是一个很合理的方法来做。
So supposing we were calling a pastor, and we have two candidates.
如果我们要雇一个牧师，然后我们有两个候选人。
And after prayer, we vote, and the votes are split right down the middle.
祷告之后，我们就投票， 票数两个人都相同。
And maybe we should put the names in a hat and draw one out.
那或者这个时候你就应该在帽子里放上两个人的名字，然后抽一个出来。
Now it's just a thought, but because the likelihood of that happening, well, I've never seen it. I've never seen a perfect vote like that, perfectly split down the middle.
那当然，这就是一个想法。我在现实生活当中没有看到过有这样。两个人得票一模一样的情形出现过。
But even choosing a pastor can be a dangerous thing, so we have to make sure that the Lord's will is done.
但是呢，选择牧师是一件危险的事情，所以我们一定要求神的旨意。
I remember one time I was in a church.
我记得有一次我在一个教会。
And they had a pastoral candidate.
他们有牧师的候选人。
And he was tall, actually 6'5".
他是6尺5，很高。
He was blonde, he was blue-eyed.
金发碧眼。
He was so handsome.
非常英俊。
And in fact, one of the ladies in the congregation, she said, oh, he'll look great in the pulpit. Not like me.
事实上在当时会众当中呢，有一个女士就说，哦，她要站在讲台上看起来一定是形象很好。
And in fact, he did look great in the pulpit.
事实上她站在讲台上真的很养眼。
But he ended up destroying that church. It's closed down now. It's gone.
但是最后他真的是毁了那个教会，现在那教会已经关了。
So we have to be very careful to make sure we seek the will of the Lord.
所以我们真的要非常的小心，要寻求神的心意。
So should we cast lots today?
我们今天应不应该摇签呢？
I don't think so.
我不觉得应该。
And I say that because the taking of lots is never ever mentioned again in the New Testament.
我之所以这样说，是说摇签这件事情啊，在新约里面就再也没有提到过。
And it's not taught in the pastoral epistles where we get our church policy from.
在哪怕是在那个会众的书信，叫什么信徒书信里面都没有提到过。
So what I'm saying is that pray over your good decisions.
所以我想要说的就是，为着你要做的好的决定来祷告。
Ask God to give you wisdom to make the best choice that you can make.
求神给你智慧来做出你能做的最好的决定。
And there's also nothing wrong with asking your friends around you what they think about the decision as well.
同样，问一下你周围的朋友，你的这个决定怎么样，也不是一件错事。
The point that I'm trying to make is that God is in control.
我要说的就是神都在掌控。
The architect knows what the finished building looks like.
建筑设计师他知道这个建筑最后会是什么样子。
So the bricklayers don't worry about the final building.
马砖的这些工人不需要去为这个事情担忧。
They just make sure that the bricks that they lay are laid correctly and that they're well mortared.
他们只要操心好他们所码的这些砖块是不是以一种正确的方式来做，每一块是不是都涂上了足够的泥浆。
I was reading about migrating birds.
我读到了关于一些迁徙的鸟类。
And you know, these little birds, they're born and they've never been to the place that they're migrating to.
你知道这些鸟它们出生的时候它们从来都没有去过它们要迁徙去的地方。
But without thinking,
然而不用思考。
Just flapping their wings,
它们就扇动翅膀。
God gets them to where they're supposed to be.
神就把它们带到它们该去的地方。
Now we as Christians, we should have the same confidence in the Lord.
我们基督徒应该在神有同样的信心。
Because we're in Christ,
因为我们在基督里。
We should be absolutely confident that he's going to get us safely to heaven.
我们应该绝对的确信他会让我们安抵天家。
We don't have to worry about that.
我们不需要为此担忧。
But we should be praying.
但是我们应该祷告。
And asking God to help us to lay bricks and flap our wings in the best manner possible for his glory.
求神让我们可以为着神的荣耀努力地扇动我们的翅膀，努力地把每一块砖都砌好。
As Christians, we are responsible to make good decisions according to the will of God.
作为基督徒，我们对于按照神的心意做出正确的决定是有责任的。
Let me end by saying this.
让我最后说这样的话。
There's one decision that we all have to make and we can't afford to get it wrong.
有一个决定是我们都必须要做，而且我们不能做错的。
And that is whose side are we on?
那就是你到底在谁的一边？
Judas and Matthias both made their choices.
犹大和马提亚两个人都做了决定。
Judas chose to reject Christ and did great evil.
犹大选择拒绝基督，做了大的恶事。
Matthias chose to receive Christ and did great good.
而玛提亚她决定接受耶稣而成就了美事。
Now, you may think that your decision about Christ isn't very important.
你可能觉得你对于基督要做的决定可能不重要。
Or you may think you've got lots of time.
你可能觉得你有好多时间。
Well, no, you've not.
不是的。
For a decision delayed is a decision made.
一个单言的决定就是一个做出的决定。
Remember, though we are surrounded by the grace of God here in Canada,
记住，虽然我们在加拿大，我们被神的恩典所围绕，
it does us no good whatsoever unless we receive it.
但是如果你不接受这恩典的话，对你却毫无用处。
So it's very important that we all know exactly where we are in relationship to Jesus Christ.
所以非常重要的就是我们知道我们跟神跟基督的关系到底是怎样。
30 pieces of silver is not a good choice.
30块银子不是一个好选择。
When instead you can choose to be in paradise with the Lord forever.
而取而代之的你可以选择与基督在天堂到永远。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天上的神。
Lord, we have many decisions to make every day.
主啊，我们每一天都有很多决定要做。
Some will be good and some will be bad.
有好也有坏。
We thank you for your wisdom revealed in your word.
我们为着你话语当中向我们揭示的你的智慧而感谢。
That guides us so that we can make good decisions.
它可以带领我们让我们做出好的决定。
Lord, may we trust in you.
主啊，愿我们信靠你。
And if we make bad decisions,
当我们做出坏决定的时候，
Lord, we pray for your forgiveness.
求你让我们可以向你来悔恨。
And that you would overrule those bad decisions.
你会来在这些坏的决定当中掌权。
Just as you overruled the bad decisions of Joseph's brothers.
就像在约瑟的弟兄们所做的决定当中，你仍然掌权。
And bring good out of them.
而却从中成起了美事。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.